Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Alex Rivera. Alex Rivera is a 29-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 3/19/21. He was picking up metal and fell to his knees. He was seen at an urgent care center where x-rays were taken. Period had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo surgery, nor is he receiving any active treatment at this point. Period, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Rivera alleges he bent down to lift up a piece of steel on 3/19/21, resulting in permanent injuries to his back, with numbness and tingling down both legs. Period. An accident report was completed on 3/19/21, simply indicating he went to pick up steel and felt pain in the lower back. Period. New paragraph, medical records show Mr. Rivera was seen at urgent care on 3/19/21. Period, he had right-sided low back pain radiating down the right thigh after lifting. Period, he did have issues with the low back in the past. Period, the last Wednesday he began having mild discomfort after lifting some boxes at work, but today it became acutely worse. Period, he did go to see a chiropractor in the past for same. Period, he has some tingling in the right posterior thigh, but no recent incontinence of urine or bowel. Period, he was evaluated and diagnosed with low back pain for which he's begun on medications. Period. New paragraph on 3/23/21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Period. He found neurologically intact presentation with seated straight leg raising positive. Period. X-rays showed well-positioned lumbar elements, except some loss of the lordosis on the lateral view. Period, there was no spondylolisthesis, fractures, or advanced discogenic disease. Period, he was initiated on a prednisone taper and referred for physical therapy. Period, he followed up with Dr. Barrett over the next many weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period, lumbar MRI was done on 5/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Rivera followed up on 5/14/21 to discuss these results. Period. Dr. Barrett's interpretation was that the MRI showed no evidence of any herniation, common compression, or stenosis, and overall was an unremarkable MRI. Period. He did recommend continuation of physical therapy and possible need for an FCE to determine his capabilities thereafter. Period. As of 6/8/21, Dr. Barrett explained since he had failed conservative trials, he would ask for a causality assessment and need for further treatment with the regional spine specialist. Period. New paragraph. On 6/22/21, he was seen by a spine surgeon named Dr. Shah. Period. He learned that on 3/19/21, Mr. Rivera was lifting a 15-pound item off of the ground, and as he stood up, began to have spasms and pain in the lower back. Period, he went to urgent care and then was seen by Dr. Barrett. Period, he had MRI and then physical therapy with no relief. Period. He had a history remarkable for an ankle fracture at work, as well as chiropractic treatment. Period. Dr. Shah diagnosed lumbar sprain and right-sided L5 radiculopathy type symptoms, period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing, period. Flexion extension x-rays on 7/12/21 showed mild levocurvature of the lumbar spine with no instability. Period on 7/13/21, he had an EMG by Dr. Gottfried. That was a normal electrodiagnostic study. Period, there was no evidence of peripheral neuropathy, comma, entrapment neuropathy, or denervation on the EMG of the right lower extremity, limb musculature, or lumbar paraspinal muscles to suggest lumbar radiculopathy. Period, it should be noted, EMG could be normal in up to 10% of radiculopathies. Period, the paragraph, Mr. Rivera was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Smith on 9/29/21 when a right sacroiliac joint injection was administered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Smith through 10/10/21, relating good relief from the injection. Pretty was going to continue full duty work without restrictions. Period. He had first been introduced to Dr. Smith on 9/14/21. Period. He received physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. There was callus formation, comma, rough texture, comma, and dirt under the nails of the hands bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower. There was healed open surgical scarring about the right ankle, consistent with prior injury and surgery. Period. This resulted in generalized decreased motion about the right ankle. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right extensor analysis longus and plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees, only complaining of tightness, but no pain. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period was tender to palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period, the rest of this is normal impressions. On 3/19/21, Mr. Rivera was lifting 15-pound boxes from the ground. Period. After doing so, he noticed pain and spasm in the lower back. Period. He did go to urgent care this same day. Period. He then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Barrett. Period. He learned of a history of prior lower back problems and chiropractic care. Period. The petitioner currently denies this to be the case. Period. He did volunteer sustaining an injury to the right ankle in 2018, resulting in surgery. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Shaw and had an MRI to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Gottfried performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period. He participated in physical therapy and ultimately was discharged from care to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Rivera found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raising maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the right ankle, consistent with his surgery, but he was neurologically intact. Period. Incidentally noted, were changes on the skin of the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He did indicate that he is a fitter at another company where he lifts steel all day. Period. This obviously would be a physically demanding position on the lower back. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. period. Of note, his MRI and EMG were both negative for substantive disc or other low back abnormalities. Period. End.